$25,000 now being offered for information leading to an identification and arrest in the cold case shooting death of a Jackson Township man. 22-year-old Dale Settle was shot to death outside a Canton home September 22, 2011. Police say Settle was at the Hazlett Avenue Northwest home for a Bible study when he was approached by two men. He was shot once. The shooting reportedly stemmed from a robbery. The reward was increased from $10,000 and is being offered by the ATF and U.S. Marshals Service. Facebook account of the North Canton mayor was recently hacked. The city says posts appeared Tuesday on Matthew Stroya's personal account selling cars, iPads, treadmills, watches, and other items. The scam asked buyers to send deposits to hold the merchandise. City officials stress the posts are fake and say the mayor is working with Facebook and law enforcement to have them removed. The city's Facebook page and other municipal accounts were not affected. Residents are urged never to send money in advance or move conversations off Facebook when buying items online. The post said the money was to help the mayor's uncle move into a care facility. Prosecutors say images of child sex abuse were found on a suspect's phone following an undercover sting in July 2024. 36-year-old Vincent Bianconi of Chicago Heights, Illinois, is charged with three felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor, along with misdemeanors. Authorities say he responded to an online ad and arrived at a meeting in East Palestine. No resolution of the case was reached during a status hearing Thursday. A jury trial remains set for August 5th. The future of Lisbon's popular rock climbing cliffs is moving forward. Newly seated Columbiana County Park District Board voted Monday to begin the process of acquiring the 41-acre property from the village. The Salem News reports the board approved entering a memorandum of understanding with the Western Reserve Land Conservancy, which plans to purchase the land for nearly $390,000 before transferring it to the Park District at no cost. Officials say preserving public access is the priority, with the Ohio Climbers Coalition expected to continue caring for the climbing area. The proposal had stalled under the previous board over maintenance concerns. Two people arrested in Poland Township will be sentenced at a later date. Investigators said James Sladuski and Samuel Shipton beat a person at a Youngstown, Pittsburgh Road home in November 2023 and called police claiming the victim overdosed. According to WKBN-TV, visiting Judge Wyatt McKay found the men guilty of felonious assault Thursday after hearing 2 days of testimony. Mahoning County officials urging residents not to burn storm debris. Instead, homeowners in the areas hardest hit by the July 5th storms are asked to place brush and limbs smaller than 8 inches at the curb for a one-time countywide pickup beginning July 27th. Crews from state, county, and township agencies will work through parts of Canfield, Boardman, and South Austin Town, with cleanup continuing through July 31st. A detailed pickup schedule is expected to be announced soon. Officials say once crews finish a neighborhood, they will not return, and any remaining debris will be the responsibility of the homeowner. Workers at Ultium Cells in Lordstown will return sooner than expected. Approximately 700 employees were told a planned June 1st return date was moved to sometime in August. According to the Vindicator, Ultium says a phased return of about 850 employees will begin July 27th. The plant was opened with about 2,200 employees by LG and GM in August 2022, making it the largest employer in Trumbull County at the time. The company said plant upgrades would be made during the stoppage when the layoffs were begun last October. Ultium said in January the plant paused production in response to weak customer demand. Federal health officials have identified lettuce from Mexico served at Taco Bell locations across 5 U.S. states as a source of the widespread outbreak of the parasite Cyclospora. The CDC Thursday warned customers not to eat shredded iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell restaurants in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and West Virginia. Cases have been reported in more than 30 states. An FDA investigation identified a single supplier. The federal warnings did not identify the company, but a federal official briefed on the investigation told the Associated Press it was Taylor Farms of Salinas, California. Taylor Farms was tied to a 2013 outbreak linked to salad mix and a 2024 E. coli outbreak linked to onions served at McDonald's. Federal health officials said other brands, restaurants, retailers, or distribution channels could be identified as the investigation continues.